Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Executive Director of the Indianola YMCA, Heather Hewlett, about their annual fundraising campaign. Indianola YMCA held their fundraising kickoff for 2020. Kind of talk about putting that together and the message that you wanted to convey for the fundraising kickoff.
Thank you, Andrew. Yes, we have now started our annual campaign season. So for the 4 weeks in February, that is the time that we dedicate to really focusing and lifting up the mission, the cause, and reaching out to the community and asking for their help. We are a charity, and so we're a nonprofit. In order for us to fulfill our mission, we need our community's help. When a YMCA comes to a community, the promise is that we will make sure that we are for all. And so money isn't a reason that somebody can't participate in activities that help them be healthy or preventative care for themselves or for a child to learn how to swim and be safe around water. The dollars that are raised through our annual campaign stay right here in Indianola, and they help our friends, family, neighbors to fulfill those goals for themselves. And so we kicked off our annual campaign on last Tuesday, and it was a fun rally event. I was really appreciative to see the support the community feels for the Y. They really, our members and our community really truly understands how we have lasting impact on the community and strengthening our community. So it was just an awesome event. And then this morning here, we're also doing kind of our own little special internal kickoff event here on Monday morning, that first Monday in February, and then we'll do another one tomorrow evening on Tuesday. We have different times where people come in and it's their workout time, so we want to try to reach our members so the members know that we have our annual campaign going on as well. Anyway, so in our main focus this year is this is our YMCA. So making sure that everybody understands that the dollars that we raise stay right here. And those dollars are used for people. It's really all about people and the promise that we make for them. As a Y, we generate dollars in three different ways. We generate dollars in membership, program, and contributed income. And so while membership keeps the facility open, it's not enough to cover the dollars that we give out to the community. Last year, we gave out 13% of our membership received financial assistance. So it was just right under about $168,000 in financial assistance. And as you'll recall, last year our goal was, I believe it was right around $80,000, and we came in about $72,000. So we were a little bit short of our goal. However, we didn't give financial assistance to those that needed it. It just impacts our budget. And so now we're really asking our community to understand how we do need to step up and we need to help serve our community. That's how we fulfill our mission.
All right, well, talk about how people can help out. I mean, I'm assuming it's very easy to do. It just come on in and talk to someone, right?
That's right. As I mentioned, there's three different ways that we generate revenue. So membership, so people can come in and get a membership. If they don't have a membership, gift a friend with a membership, or maybe just encourage somebody that has been mentioning, ask them to go with you. Then we also have programs. We have all kinds of participation in programs offering different things for youth and adults and families. And then the contributed income is our donations. And so making a donation is very easy. You can do it online. We also have pledge forms that are throughout the facility. We also have advisory board campaigners that are out there making the ask. And of course, anybody can contact me at any time or when I'm seem to be out and about. I'd be happy to give them a pledge form, and their support means so much to us.
What is something you want people to know about the Y that maybe they don't know or that they need to be reminded of kind of what the Y does for the community?
I think it's really important to remember that we are a nonprofit and that we are a charity. So because we have charitable status, what we're doing is it should make us proud. And so making a donation to strengthen our community is really, really important. And it's who we are. There's no secret around the financial situation of our Indianola YMCA and the Greater Des Moines Association that we belong to. So we're not going to stop doing our mission because of our financial situation while we're trying to be more efficient and effective and in turning the ship around and making sure that we're using our dollars the way they should be used. We still want to make sure that we're able to help those that need help.
Once again, that was Executive Director of the Indianola YMCA, Heather Hewlin, discussing their annual fundraising campaign. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.